Welcome back to 5 Minutes in 5 Days. My name is Ami and I'm a Monash Youth Ambassador. Joining us today is Dr. Glenn Melvin, who is a youth mental health expert and is here to discuss the myth, people feel stress in the same way. Thank you for joining us again today, Dr. Melvin.
Good to be back, Ami. Let's chat.
So stress is something that many students experience. But do all young people feel stress in the same way?
There really are a range of ways that people experience stress. It's certainly not the same for everyone. Some people very much feel it in their body, get butterflies in their tummy, they get stomach aches, headaches, cold sweat, or loss of appetite, don't feel hungry when they're stressed. For others, it's more in the mind, and they experience perhaps poor concentration and thinking a lot about the stressful event over and over and perhaps the bad things that could happen. For others, it can be sort of more observed in their behavior. They might be restless and trouble sitting still. Others might be withdrawn and you may not hear from them. For others, it can be quite emotional. They feel very nervous and jittery and moody and maybe irritable as well. And as well as there being a range of ways in which people experience stress, how much people communicate or share how much stress they're experiencing varies too. Some people are very open about it, but others are quite private and might want to try and manage it themselves without letting others know.
You mentioned some very different symptoms of stress, like some may feel headaches, a racing heart, or stomach aches. So what behaviors might I notice if my friend is feeling stressed?
Well, you might sort of observe, as I mentioned earlier, some people, they might be withdrawn. So they might miss days of school or online lessons. You may not see them perhaps on social media, these sorts of things. They might sort of drop off. The other thing that might sort of seen is some people trying to avoid stressful sort of situations. And so they might talk about not doing their homework on a particular sort of topic or and really not concentrating or focusing on that subject. Might find people are a bit more snappy or maybe a bit more tearful, perhaps not quite their usual self. Some might come out with it and sort of describe sort of feeling overwhelmed and really, really stressed with everything that they've got going on. And so these are some of the signs that you might observe in other people's sort of behavior. It can really vary.
Not only are sometimes behaviors different, but also people feel stress in different situations. Like for some people, exams are stressful. For others, it's public speaking. Can you please explain?
Yeah, sure. I think this is a really good question. Stress is a very individual experience. What's stressful for one person may not be stressful at all for another. And this is because things or situations aren't inherently or fundamentally stressful. If it's stressful for us, it is so because we judge it to be stressful. So what does this all mean? If we're feeling some stress, it's because we're thinking that we don't have perhaps the skills or the ways of coping required to handle the situation. So if the person believes that they won't be able to manage and it's something that's important to them, they might feel stress in that situation. And this can be true even for some people who are very capable. They might be very capable, very skilled in a certain sort of thing, but if they don't believe in their skills and have confidence in themselves, they might still feel a lot of stress. So for some, it's public speaking, others, you know, reading in class, and others it's doing exams. For others, it's asking someone out or going for a job at the local cafe. People experience stress in different kind of situations. So the other thing to mention related to this question is that how stressful we find things isn't fixed, isn't the same. Over time. So if we practice and practice our public speaking, for example, or we practice and practice our exam skills, people tend to feel less stress there. If we do enough exams and we survive them, we tend to feel less stress around them.
That is very interesting. Thank you again, Dr. Melvin, for helping us debunk these myths about stress. For more episodes debunking myths about stress, check out Monashiet Services. Thank you for tuning in to 5 Myths in 5 Days.